Chapter 7.
Obi-Wan wakes up early, as he tends to do on board the Verdant, with the sun, as it were. Like his ship, the greenhouse runs on the galactic standard day cycle. Their times are more or less in sync, so it is still relatively quiet as he slides out of the bed. The major systems of the station haven't come online yet. The air filtration has been set low. There are times he still misses living on the greenhouse. Of course, on the Verdant, he has his own cycles and everything happens more or less on time, but it lacks the regulation and rigorous rhythm of the greenhouse, where everything is timed just so, and everything happens on time. From harvests to classes to lessons to work, everything is rigorously scheduled, and there's a weird sense of security in that. In the greenhouse, they knew each and every day how much food they'd produce, how much water would be filtered, how much oxygen would be used, how the temperature would need to be regulated, and why. In the greenhouse, everything was kept track of. In the greenhouse, all you had to do was check a terminal to know exactly where you stood. On the Verdant, Obi-Wan tried to do the same, but he's not that systematic, leaving the scheduled maintenance to the droids, who can keep track of it better. After a quick trip to the Fresher, so much bigger than his own, and with an actual water bath, Obi-Wan sets some tea to steep, and then collapses onto the couch in the living area, leaning back. He'd meant to go back to the Verdant for the night. He should go back to the ship now. Qui-Gon Jinn and Anakin Skywalker would be there, and though they've been relatively easy passengers so far, he worries about what they might have gotten up to. Especially on the greenhouse. He doesn't care, really, if they got into trouble with the AgriCorps members around, but okay. He cares a little. Just a little. Closing his eyes for a moment, Obi-Wan sighs. No new mission yet. Murmurs about a few checkups he should be doing on worlds he dated in the past, maybe. He certainly wouldn't mind visiting Arachnag and seeing how their pools are doing. But nothing concrete. The management is worried about giving a bad impression to his oh-so-important guest, after all. You can't exactly send a Jedi master, of all things, to watch someone toil in mud and dirt. That's below them. Really, Obi-Wan wishes he'd known what the hell the Jedi Council is after, so he could just give it to his oh-so-important guest and get rid of him as soon as possible. There's a sound of water bubbling, and Obi-Wan opens his eyes, looking up to the aquarium that dominates the room, taking up almost the entire back wall. It's been aquascaped to perfection, of course, looking like someone had taken a slice of an ocean shore with a sandy beach and everything, with coral growing underwater and regular plants growing above. The water even waves, as if with ocean currents. On the shore of the aquascape, a couple of turtles are sunning under the heat lamp. In the water, sea oars cluster about some underwater plants, tangled in their leaves. There's nothing practical about the display. None of the creatures within are either endangered or useful, and the plants are very pointedly not edible or medicinally useful. It's the sort of opulence Obi-Wan thinks Anakin and Qui-Gon would heartily disapprove. "Why, oh why, are you awake at this hour?" a voice mutters from the bedroom door, and Obi-Wan tilts his head back. "You lunatic. Come back to bed." "I should head back to the ship," Obi-Wan says, and hums when he feels arms wrapping around him from behind. "Before they find out I'm here and put me on the lecture circuit." "You love the lecture circuit," Hassona answers, and presses his face against Obi-Wan's hair. Obi-Wan elbows at him.
Go back to bed, you lush, he says, jostling the Togruta lightly. And don't drool in my hair.
Your hair is warm,
Hosona answers, but lifts his face and rests his chin on top of Obi-Wan's head.
You feeling any better?
Ah, Obi-Wan answers, leaning his head back a little, resting it against the man's chest. He has vague recollection of complaining about Qui-Gon for most of the night.
I'll be fine. Sorry about all of the whining, he sighs. I'll handle it. Or rather, he'll endure it, but it's the same thing, really.
Hosona answers, and then pats his bare chest soothingly, pulling away.
Mysteries of the Jedi High Council are entirely beyond the likes of you or me. It's not up to us to question or understand, he says, as he heads for the kitchen. Or honestly, give one shot about. Shall I pour for you?
Please, Obi-Wan says. And soon after, Hosona comes back, carrying 2 cups of tea.
And a pipe.
Obi-Wan makes a face at it.
Bit early for that, don't you think?
You're the one to talk. You grow this stuff in your bedroom.
Hosona snorts and hands him the teacup, sitting down beside Obi-Wan and casually throwing an arm around his shoulders.
Has your Jedi Master found out about it yet?
Funnily enough, he doesn't have an invitation to my bedroom.
Obi-Wan scoffs and takes a sip of the tea, watching Hosona light the pipe with a negligent use of pyrokinesis.
The man is utterly ridiculous, Obi-Wan thinks, and then waves a hand when the Togruta offers the pipe to him.
I need to go back, he says, and I don't think the impression the AgriCorps Council wants me to leave on Master Jin involves me being high at, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Time is relative. It's always late evening somewhere,
Hosona grins, and crosses one leg over another.
It's not late evening here, Obi-Wan says, and shakes his head. And I got the AgriCorps Council breathing down my neck about putting a good foot forward or whatever,
he mutters and looks down at the teacup.
To uphold the standards and standing of the Jedi Agricultural Service Corps in the Greater Jedi Order.
Ah, responsibility. That's what you get for being interesting, Obi-Wan.
Hosona laughs and sips his tea, watching him.
But seriously, are you okay?
Obi-Wan doesn't answer for a while.
I'm not okay, he admits. I'm just irritated. I don't need this in my life right now. Or ever.
I don't know about that,
Hosona says, and Obi-Wan looks up with his frown.
Do you have any idea how many Service Corps members would like the chance you got? Hell, a lot of us just need it. It's not that simple, I know. It probably feels awful. But it's still a chance at closure. A chance to face up your last one and get a damn answer, finally. Maybe even a straight one for once.
Obi-Wan says nothing. He and Qui-Gon haven't talked about it.
Obi-Wan, because he's not sure he really wants to know why anymore. And Qui-Gon,
probably because he doesn't actually think it was that important.
Would you be able to ask? He asks, looking up.
Sure. If that old hag was still alive, I'd love to march up to her and try and shake out some damn answers out of her.
Hosona says, and lifts the pipe to his lips, scowling.
But Master Fenanea is dead. She died 4 years ago. And I never had the balls to actually contact her and ask before I lost that opportunity. That's on me, and I'll regret it always, probably.
Obi-Wan eyes the other AgriCorps member, another specialist, silently for a moment, and then looks away. He still doesn't want to ask that question from Qui-Gon. Why not me? But Hassona is right. Getting that closure would help in the long run. He's not needed a mind healer in a while. Not since that debacle on Niembus 5 when the famine had gotten to the point where people were turning on each other. But it was why he'd agreed to take Qui-Gon and his prospective Padawan on, wasn't it? To get closure? He just hadn't really known what it would mean to have the man there, in the flesh, being all person-like. And all Jedi-like, too, which just makes it worse. He's always known, of course, that Jedi Knight's life is infinitely more restricted, abstaining lifestyles. But having a living reminder brings it home. Qui-Gon Jinn is so restrained. Not emotionless, but what he feels, he suppresses and hides, and it makes it always so damn hard to see what the man is actually thinking or feeling, what he actually wants.
Could Obi-Wan be able to read him had he been his Padawan? Not very Jedi-like to regret things, Obi-Wan mutters and sips his tea. Well, we're the washouts, Hassana says, and nudges at him with his knee. Who cares what we do? The Agricore Council does, unfortunately, Obi-Wan mutters, and then makes a face as Hassana blows a cloud of smoke at him. Do you have to? He asks, annoyed, and waves the smoke away. Possibly. It might be actually demanded by law somewhere. It is my civic duty to de-stress you, Hassona says, and grins, leaning his cheek onto his knuckles and tilting his head just so. Sure you don't want to go back to bed? Surely you'll make a better impression heading back in a good mood. Obi-Wan gives him a flat look, but can't help following the line of his neck down, where the white lines of his face end and point rather suggestively downwards. Hassana grins at him and then holds out the pipe. Shaking his head, Obi-Wan pushes it aside and reaches to kiss him instead. He does feel a little better when heading back to the Verdant, a little later and fresh from the shower. So far, no one's contacted him about doing any lectures, at least. So he dares to take his time wandering toward the docks, taking in the specks of plant life all around the station. They're on an autumn rotation now, it looks. Lots of the trees and bushes that spot the corridors and halls of the station are in hues of gold and red, and the lights have been set on warmer tones to simulate autumnal season. It's all sorts of fake compared to an honest-to-force planetary seasonal cycle, but it's a comforting sort of fakery, really. They are in space, and everything within eyesight is artificial. But here, the natural flow of seasons so many planets have matters. Obi-Wan has now lived almost half of his life in space, and all of his adult life. At 25, he's still young, especially in terms of an AgriCorps member. Their life expectancy is nearly triple that of the Jedi in the Order of Knights. Still, it's been a sort of lifetime, hasn't it? Would he even know what to do in a place like the Jedi Temple on Coruscant? Probably not. Not that it matters. Slowly, Obi-Wan wanders toward the docks. He has plans to check up on, and he should refill the water tanks, maybe replenish the stores. And if he isn't going to get a mission soon, he'll get some fish, maybe, and head to Arachnag to do a checkup on their system. They wouldn't mind freshening up the gene pool of their fish. The Verdant waits where he's left it, and it looks undisturbed.
Through the cockpit screens, he can see the lights inside. Of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that Qui-Gon and Anakin are in. The lights run on a timer, after all. Still, as lovely as time spent with someone like Hassana can be, there's no place like home. Even if the house guests are a little disagreeable. Obi-Wan opens the hatch with a remote and gets on the ship, taking the slow ascent in the cargo elevator to calm his mind and refit himself into the ecosphere of living force inside his ship. And there it is. Or rather, they are. Two gravity wells of force, dragging on the natural currents of energy in his ship. Qui-Gon and Anakin are in the kitchen, it feels like.
Sir, sir.
MD-5 comes to greet him, speeding through the air and damn near doing a happy circuit around him.
Welcome back, sir. You've been away for 34 hours, sir. We were getting worried.
Sorry about that. Should have sent a word. Obi-Wan sighs. Anything to report?
Everything is within regular parameters,
MD-5 says.
We have not yet included the new system within our schedule, however. We aren't sure where it will be placed.
Obi-Wan frowns and looks up.
What new system?
A desktop aquaponics system, apparently. Obi-Wan stares, a little uncomprehending, at the scene taking place in his kitchen. There's a fishbowl sitting on the kitchen table, on top of which there is a rack and a small planter box with three net pots inside it. Inside the otherwise lifeless fishbowl, there are three little fish, swimming about confusedly in the tight, round space. Anakin Skywalker is very seriously doing what looks like a one-use water test on the system, while Qui-Gon watches on. The Jedi Master looks sheepish when he spots them. Welcome back, Qui-Gon says, and folds his hands into his sleeves. Apologies, we've rather taken over your kitchen. So I see, Obi-Wan says. And for the lack of anything better to do with his hands except maybe confused flailing, he folds his arms. Do I want to know what's going on here? He asks dubiously.
Master Qui-Gon bought me an aquaponic system, Anakin says, brightly, happily. And Obi-Wan almost recoils from it. The kid's emotions are like flashbang going off. Quick and vivid. I'm doing a test on the water. We bought it from the station, he then adds, very quickly. We didn't take any of the ship's water, promise.
Obi-Wan answers, slow, and looks at Qui-Gon. He's not entirely sure what to say. Or think. Qui-Gon coughs, and he looks almost embarrassed.
It seemed like a thing to do, he says, since Anakin has built up an interest in the matter.
Of aquaponics, Obi-Wan says slowly, confused.
Was that something a prospective Jedi Padawan learner and prospective future knight had time for? Weird for Qui-Gon to be encouraging it.
All right, then. You do you, I guess. We wouldn't mind some advice if you have any to give, Qui-Gon offers. We set it up according to the instructions, but a second opinion wouldn't be amiss, I dare say.
Dare you indeed,
Obi-Wan thinks wryly, and looks at Anakin, who looks between him and the water test. Well, oh, fuck it, Obi-Wan thinks, and walks over to see. What sort of test are you doing?
I'm testing the pH level, Anakin says, and makes a face. I'm not sure what it means, though. I mean, it's for acidity, but it says here something about water being hard or basic, and I don't really get that.
I see, Obi-Wan says, and peers in to look. Judging by the test, they'd bought drinking water, pH 6.9. Well, the value of pure water is 7 pH. Numbers lower than that mean it's acidic, and above that makes it base. Hardness and softness, on the other hand, are about what's in the water. Calcium, salt, so on. He takes the test strip Anakin is using and considers it. It only gives the pH value and nothing else. Very basic. He could get the kid some better stuff for testing the water of his tanks from his lab, but... Obi-Wan considers the kid, and then Qui-Gon, wondering. A Knight Master buying his prospective student an aquarium as a gift. That he can sort of understand. It's not that uncommon a gift to make sense. But a full aquaponics set, even a small one, that's something else. That's not something you just put on a table and enjoy for aesthetic's sake. Aquaponics is a production system. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes learning.
Are you hoping to learn aquaponics? Obi-Wan asks slowly.
But he's watching Qui-Gon, wondering.
Yeah, I want to learn,
Anakin says, and leans in to look at the fish in his fishbowl. And apparently plants are good filters for nitrates and whatnot in the fish tanks, and I want to take good care of the fish.
Hmm, Obi-Wan answers, watching Qui-Gon. His reaction is calm. Just calm. No hint of indulgence or wry amusement or expectation. Not a smidge of snootiness. Whatever's happening here, Qui-Gon isn't expecting an instant failure, or isn't resigned to the work. At least Obi-Wan doesn't think so. He doesn't seem to be turning his nose up to the concept of learning aquaponics either, which is more interesting still. Obi-Wan really doesn't get the man at all. But if he's not against the whole thing, and if Anakin really wants to learn aquaponics, then Obi-Wan is going to treat him as a student. I can give you hints, but if you want to learn how to manage a system like that, you're going to have to do the work yourself, he tells the boy, and hands the test strip back. I'm not going to hand the answers to you. MD6, he calls toward the repurposed back to tanks.
Yes, sir?
The monitor droid asks, quickly swinging into view from around the water tanks.
Get a data pad and put on it some basic info about small aquaponic systems, Obi-Wan says, and the droid bops and weaves in the air and then speeds off.
Obi-Wan looks down at Anakin.
Do some reading, do some testing, and if you have questions, I'll help you along. But that's your system. You're going to have to manage it yourself.
Yes, sir, Anakin says, eyes wide, and then looks down at the little setup. I should take this to my cabin, huh?
Well, you can push it to the wall. Either's fine, Obi-Wan says, and considers the setup. Did you plant seeds yet?
Uh-huh, Anakin says, and hands him a packet. These ones.
Obi-Wan reads the package and sighs, running a hand over his chin. Lettuce, strawberry, and basilica. Of course, they must have gotten it from a tourist shop. Right. Well, it's going to take weeks for them to grow, Obi-Wan says wryly. And until they do, there'll be no help to your system. Come on, we'll get some cuttings off the ship for you to add to your system in the meanwhile. Help with the nitrate filtration.
What, really?
Anakin asks, and bounces after him as Obi-Wan turns to head out to get some cutters. Qui-Gon follows after them, slightly more sedate, but curious, and Obi-Wan can feel the man's eyes on the back of his neck. He smothers a shudder. Anakin is wide-eyed and excited as Obi-Wan gets him a set of plastoid gloves. All too big for the boy, but who cares? And hands him cutters. Whenever cutting a plant, wash your tools, Obi-Wan says, while showing the boy to a cleaning station. And make sure your hands are clean. Plants can get infected, too.
Right, the boy says, very serious, and washes the cutters on Obi-Wan's direction before looking up expectantly.
Back to the corridor. You'll need some pothos to start with. It grows by the cockpit,
Obi-Wan says, and motions the boy to go ahead. Anakin hurries out, excited, and Obi-Wan moves to follow, walking past Qui-Gon, who is hovering by the door, watching.
Thank you for this, Qui-Gon says quietly. I'm afraid I'm little help with things of this nature.
Obi-Wan frowns, but doesn't answer.
Doesn't really know how to answer.
So instead, he follows Anakin and shows him the pothos, which is valiantly trying to overtake the area around the cockpit door.
Anakin makes for a very attentive student, if one far younger than others Obi-Wan has taught in his time. AgriCorps members come from aging out Jedi initiates, so they're rarely younger than 13. Anakin can't be 10 yet. 9, perhaps? It's not just his age that sets him apart, though. It's his excitement. The boy is honestly, eagerly attentive of his impromptu lesson, borderline spellbound. Which is so unlike how most every young AgriCorps student reacts, to whom such lessons would have been little more than punishment to endure. Unlike them, Anakin Skywalker actually wants to learn.
Obi-Wan is honestly not sure what to do with that, either.
Pothos isn't really edible, but it's not poisonous either, so it's safe to handle. Still, always best to use gloves, especially on my ship, Obi-Wan says, while untangling one vine of the plant to the wall. Now, see here where the leaves branch out? You will want to cut here, just above a leaf. That way you have a good stem for your cutting, and the main plant can keep on growing. Cut at an angle, here.
But won't the cutoff part die? Anakin asks, alarmed.
Plants work by a different set of rules, Obi-Wan says. What we're doing right now is called propagation. Certain plants, when you cut them right and then plant them right, can just keep on growing, both the main plant and the cutoff part. Now cut the damn thing.
Anakin's lip quivers for a moment. And then he steals himself and cuts the plant, snipping the stem cleanly where Obi-Wan points. The cutoff part falls into Obi-Wan's hand, and Anakin waits for a moment and then lets out a breath.
Huh, the boy says, and peers at the cutting. It's still alive?
Yes, Obi-Wan says slowly. Plants are pretty resilient, and pothos is a particularly hardy one. Now, let's get a few more cuttings.
Right, Anakin says. And feeling a bit more confident, he snips off a few more cuttings where Obi-Wan points, until they have a total of 5.
Okay, now what? Anakin asks, while Qui-Gon peers in on the cuttings.
Now we plant them in your system, Obi-Wan says, holding out a hand for the cutters and depositing the small bundle of cuttings in Anakin's hands. Just stick the stems into the grow media. That'll do so long as you make sure they're wet. In a few days, they'll start putting out roots and growing.
Really?
Anakin asks, amazed,
staring at the cut-off bits of plants.
Mm-hmm,
Obi-Wan says, and considers.
Did you acclimate the fish to your tank properly?
He asks.
We followed the instructions to the letter, Qui-Gon promises. We let the bags sit in the water for a while to level out the temperature before breaking the bags and letting the fish out.
And you added in the water you got with the fish? Obi-Wan asks. Qui-Gon nods slowly.
Shouldn't we have?
No, it's good you did, Obi-Wan says, thoughtful.
It would add some bacteria to the tank, and hopefully it wouldn't take long for them to start dealing with the ammonia.
Just stick the plants in, and it'll probably be fine.
Probably?
Anakin repeats suspiciously.
Probably,
Obi-Wan says. The cycle would settle, and the fish would live.
Or it didn't, and they'd die.
It happened.
In either case, we'll see in a day or two.
Right, Anakin says, and looks at the cuttings. I'm going to go plant these, he says then, very determined, and marches back to the kitchen.
Obi-Wan shakes his head. Well, okay then,
he says, and looks at the Jedi Master, who is considering the plant they took the cuttings off.
So, an aquaponic system, Obi-Wan comments. It's not a bad thing to have an interest in, Qui-Gon says, especially since his other habits include pod racing.
Obi-Wan's eyebrows lift.
Pod racing, he repeats rather flatly. Really?
He's a force sensitive with a rather difficult background, Qui-Gon says, and sighs.
Little of it peaceful. In comparison, this seems healthier.
Obi-Wan answers, and scratches at his neck, thinking of the telltale signs of stims in the kid's blood.
He'd almost forgotten with last night. Do you want me to arrange his health check?
He asks, awkward.
And the vaccinations and such? If you tell me where to go and who to talk to about it, I can do it myself,
Qui-Gon says, and bows his head.
But yes, I would appreciate it.
Obi-Wan nods, and looks away from Qui-Gon's expression of quiet, somewhat guilty gratitude.
It had been far easier when Qui-Gon had just been a point of regret in his past, a childhood boogeyman, an impossible goal to long for. Now, with this actual human version of him, with all the flaws and all the compassion of any old person. It had been easier when Obi-Wan had been able to hate him in peace.
We should talk at some point, Obi-Wan says awkwardly.
About, you know.
Qui-Gon eyes him steadily and bows his head.
Yes, he says quietly. We should, at some point.
Obi-Wan nods and then takes a breath. That settled, he turns to follow Anakin to make sure the kid plants the cuttings properly. Qui-Gon follows him near silently, a looming presence, still somehow too big to be even real.
Larger than life, just now with added benefit of being awkward. Obi-Wan isn't sure if that's a point against him or in favor, but it's definitely different.